So, Chris Rea, let's dance. Good afternoon. Welcome along to Radio Link, Derby's premier hospital radio station. And we are right. Rubens Barrichello has taken pole position for tomorrow's race, driving the slower of the two Ferraris, allegedly. Juan Pablo Montoya in second place has tied him on the grid, driving the Williams. Michael Schumacher has been relegated. The new world champion of seven times is in third place. Frederic Alonso fourth, Takuma Sato fifth. Jenson Button in sixth place, Kimi Raikkonen seventh. Antonio Pizzonia in the second of the Williams, he's in eighth place. Jarno Trulli ninth. And David Coulthard has actually managed 10th place. Must be the drive down from Twynham in Scotland that wore him out. We'll be off to Pride Park in a little while. Ashley Medley and the team standing by to preview this afternoon's game. And Keith Selby joined us a little later on. And he'll probably be thinking more of Crewe Alexander than he will of Derby County. Bless him. It's nice having in-laws that live in Crewe. Anyway, back to the business in hand this afternoon. Thanks, Chris. I think we've had about enough of you. So, Tim Hemman then maintaining a relaxed approach as he stands on the brink of the first Grand Slam final appearance at the US Open. That happens at approximately 8 o'clock British Standard Time this evening. Hemman, of course, has never reached a Grand Slam semi-final outside Wimbledon before this year, but has now done so at both the US and the French Opens. So, Henman's through to the last four then at Flushing Meadow. James Gibson has the details.
Henman came close to victory on Wednesday, cruising two sets up.
SportsLink with Bill Wilson.
So, sport then through until 6 o'clock this evening, 16 past the hour of 2. We'll be joining the guys down at the ground very shortly for a preview on this afternoon's big game. First of all, let's squeeze in a little bit of rugby union action, first of all, this Saturday afternoon. Featured match is the game at Causeway Stadium. Wasps against Sale will be off there very shortly. Sale travel to Wickham's Causeway Stadium looking for their second Premiership victory following last week's win over Leicester. So, Wilkinson Mania will in fact hit Bath this weekend as the Zurich Premiership enters its second week. But so far, the only thing that's been predictable has been Johnny's reliable boot, as Andy Titheridge now reports.
With Zurich champions Wasps, last year's runners-up Bath and the much-fancied Leicester all losing their opening matches. Week two of the Zurich Premiership and all the games are difficult to forecast.
We'll rejoin Andy Titheridge very shortly for a preview on the featured match this afternoon. That's the Wasps against Sale. Just time to squeeze one more in. The big match, as far as I'm concerned, in the Premiership this afternoon, it's Newcastle against Blackburn. John Temple watches that match for us. Newcastle set to bring Alan Shearer back into the starting lineup. Nicky Buck has a hamstring problem and is a doubt. Lorenzo Amoruso suspended, while Paul Gallagher with a thigh injury and David Thompson with an ankle injury. And Andy Todd with an injury, most definitely out for this afternoon's game. Let's join John Temple. He's at St James's Park for us this afternoon. John.
2 points out of 12 wasn't enough to keep Sir Bobby Robson in a job, unfortunately. It remains to be seen if it's a good time for Rovers to take on the Magpies. At St James's Park, it's Newcastle United versus Blackburn Rovers.
Between 2 and 6, it's SportsLink with Bill Wilson.
And the rest of the crew this afternoon, joining them in a moment or two, very quickly, some team news that we have in the studio from Pride Park. Derby could include summer signing Mo Konyuk for the first time after recovering from a knee injury. And Morten Biscard is doubtful with a hip injury. And Richard Jackson and Paul Boateng are definitely out this afternoon. Reading's Bobby Convey may miss the trip to Pride Park after being on international duty for the United States of America. Glenn Little is out with a hamstring injury. And Ricky Newman is doubtful due to a back problem. And Nicky Forster is available despite missing training. That's the gossip we have in the studio. Let's join our man Ashley down at the ground and find out if that's fact. Good afternoon, Ashley.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
Fine, sir. Thank you very much.
Marcus Hanneman is in goal. Graham Murty, Nicky Shorey, Steve Sidwell, Marcus Tudgay and Inigo Idiaketh. So it seems to me that Derby are going to play a 4-3-3. And the substitutes, Lee Grant, Paul Pesci-Solido, Adam Boulder, Tom Huddleston, as I said, and Lee Holmes makes up the 15.
So what's the possibility then of a win this afternoon in all seriousness?
Well, Reading are fifth. They're flying high. They're not conceding goals. They're not scoring many, but they're very tight in their defensive unit that they've got. Derby are 15th, can score goals, but as we've known too well in the last three, can concede. I'm hopeful of a win. Last season, of course, we lost 3-2. We were three down in the first half an hour of the game. Let's be positive, as I always am. We're going to win 3-1 today.
Live from Pride Park, it's the Derby County Supporters Club with full match commentary of the Rams at home.
So Ashley and Keith will be back with us around about 5 to 3 for full coverage on this afternoon's match. You've had the team news. We will confirm team news on other matches around the Premiership between now and 3 o'clock. Let's cross over to the Riversides, where Giles is waiting for us on Middlesbrough against Birmingham.
Both managers today could have been lining up with Newcastle at St James's. It's Middlesbrough versus Birmingham at the Riverside.
So Giles then at the Riverside for us this afternoon, still waiting for news on the match between Liverpool and West Brom. Meanwhile, local sides, we'll take a look at the local sides. Stevenage against Burton Albion. They're in action away from home this afternoon, are Burton. Stevenage have two players missing for the game against Burton, with Brian Quayle still sidelined after suffering ankle ligament damage 2 weeks ago. Rob Quinn is beginning a two-match ban after his sending off at Gravesend last week. Back to the Championship, Crewe Alexander, they're away to Burnley this afternoon at Turf Moor. And Crewe have no injury worries and are likely to stick with the starting 11 that beats Derby 4-2. That's the details we have for you on this afternoon's local and national footy. Meanwhile, let's take a quick look at cricket. We'll start off at the Rose Bowl. And this afternoon for us is Greg Strange watching the match between India and Kent.
And life's good for India, 290 for 4 after their 50. Remarkable partisan crowd. Greg Strange at the Rose Bowl.
Live from Pride Park, it's the Derby County Supporters Club with full match commentary of the Rams at home.
So the time exactly 4 minutes away from 3 o'clock. This is Radiolink, Derby's hospital broadcasting service, the premier service to the hospitals around the city of Derby. Derby County against Reading this afternoon, and of course the other key match as far as Keith is concerned, it's Burnley against Crewe Alexander. That's happening at Turf Moor. Gentlemen, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Derby County and Reading are just taking the pitch. Reading will be looking to plant some goals past Derby. I'm sure supporters will remember they duffed us 3-1 at Reading and 3-2 down here at Pride Park. So we haven't got happy memories, but Reading this season, they're not scoring quite as many goals in their first six games. Six goals in six matches. My own view is it could probably be a 1-1 draw.
Well, Derby have won the toss, and so they're kicking from left to right.
And both sides have had a little huddle.
Yeah, Reading are going to play in blue and white stripes, a bit like Queen's Park Rangers. And, of course, that's what we could do with the result like Queen's Park Rangers 3 weeks ago when we won, of course, 2-0. So Reading have kicked off, and they are kicking. 8 minutes gone, you're listening to Radio Link at Pride Park, the place to be for Derby County coverage.
Reich on it now, he's going to chip it in, now he dummies, this time it goes in, there goes the header, and it's there! Oh, it's Tommy Smith! Tommy Smith, a lovely little chip by Reich, and it was a glancing header, and as soon as he headed it, it went in just inside the left-hand upright, and all the Derby fans are on the feet. That was a super strike. Lovely little centre from Wright, getting the ball back in, and there's Tommy Smith. He's not very big, but by gum, he got up to that one and just glanced it by Hanneman. There's a ball into the middle, and it's the second goal. Derby's got Toon on in front, Tugay with a strike. Idiakez got the ball back from the throw. The centre went in from Idiakez, and there was Tugay to poke it into the roof of the net. So it's Derby County 2, Reading 0. Derby giving away a free kick up from the line. I'm not sure who's going to take it. Is it Harper? Kitson? Here it goes, and it's in. It's a goal. 2-1 the score. So there we have it. A free kick taken by Shorey, in actual fact, the number 3. Bent it in very nicely from a free kick. So it's another goal. 2-1 the score now. 87 minutes.
Need to keep our metal now, Keith. The last 3 minutes plus any injury time.
So we're waiting for the referee, and he's blown. Derby County have won this game by 2-1 in what was a very frantic last 10 minutes after a very innocuous first half, which only involved about 4 shots at goal. But the more important details of this match all come in the second half. So there you have it then, a good result for Derby. And from all here at Pride Park to patients in the hospital, best wishes for a speedy recovery.
Live from Pride Park, it's the Derby County Supporters Club with full match commentary of the Rams at home.
Full time at Pride Park, Derby County 2, Reading 1, 3 points safely in the bag for us this afternoon. Still to come between now and 6 o'clock, the classified football results and all the pools news. Following that, we'll review this afternoon's big match at Pride Park and take a look at today's rugby and cricket action. That's all still to come here on your bedside friend.